Welcome to Tip TV Finance with an old favourite on Tip TV. Not so much of the old, perhaps. Michael Masterman, CEO at W Resources. How are you today, Michael?
I'm glad to see I'm your favourite, Zach.
Well, there we are. Old favourite. W Resources, I'm looking at the share price in front of me on my laptop. Basically sideways over the last year. Many other mining plays, both great and small, have doubled and tripled and everything else. Is this an investor relations thing? Is this a delay thing? Is this a underappreciated, unloved thing? How would you explain what's going on at W Resources at the moment?
Well, look, we've been, if you look at what we've done, we've been kicking goals. We got production and shipments off and away last week. Customers were very happy. We had some great gold results announced last week, 56 metres at 2.6 grams a tonne.
So what does that mean? Because it sounds great, but presume the market hasn't, the share price hasn't budged on the basis of that. That's what, a £5-10 million win for you in terms of valuation?
Look, the gold and copper portfolio ought to be heading towards 10 to 15 million. If we didn't have any other assets, I think investors would zero in on the gold assets, the copper assets, where they're coming from, some of the results. And I'll admit, gold and copper are a lot more understood by the market than tungsten. But, you know, we're still bulls on tungsten.
Right, and tungsten has been in a flatlining market for the last two, three years or longer, is it?
Yeah, look, since mid-15, it's been down. And, you know, the thing that I'm just keep asking myself is, you know, you look at tungsten's all about steel. It's used to form steel, cut steel, make steel, do all sorts of things. If you look at the iron ore price, January last year, iron ore was $35 a tonne. Now it's running 82. So huge, almost, more than doubling of the iron ore price. Similarly, steel prices are through the roof. There's got to be a drive, and perhaps it's delayed, in the use of tungsten for all this growth in steel. So I'm very surprised we haven't actually seen the strong kick-up in the tungsten price that, for example, copper had in the back end of 2016. I think it will come. I mean, the fundamentals have to lock in at some point in time. But I think probably the relative flat line of the tungsten price compared to all the other commodity groups might be holding us back a little bit.
Right, but I mean, the situation is that you're looking at your company as a whole, W Resources is worth 20, 22 million, something like that. You've just got this win in terms of the gold, 56 metres of gold. Doesn't that mean that the valuation should be raised on that?
Yeah, look, I think we've got to find a way, and there's different ways to do this, where, you know, shareholders can see the value, invest in the value in the gold and the copper, but in parallel kind of understand there's an incredibly compelling story on the tungsten development front with La Perla and Regua to put some earnings on the bottom line.
Right, and obviously with mining companies, it's always about the financing. What can you tell us about that?
We had an announcement last week. We're making really good progress. It's probably best to describe it as making haste slowly. We're making sure the engineering is right. The suppliers of our crusher, Sandvik, have provided 50% vendor finance for that package. And for the jig in the mill, which is also a critical long lead piece of equipment, we're getting vendor finance for that as well. Now, vendor finance is very cost-effective. For a junior mining company, if you can get vendor finance from big balance sheet companies, that's really good. We've also made a lot of progress, and we've still got work to do on the grants. The Extremadura government, which is the province in which we operate in Spain, has a program of legislated grants. We tick the boxes for that. We're going through the process with the support of the government to apply for grants, and the grants could cover 20 to 30% of the cost of La Perla. So if you've got vendor finance and grants, that's good, tangible progress towards the financing. And, frankly, I was kind of... those are both big wins for financing La Perla.
So it's likely that this is a private investor-dominated stock. They don't quite get what you're doing... they haven't got what you're doing until this point, and therefore that reflects in the valuation. It's almost a matter of, I don't say education, but something along those lines.
Look, I think we we're doing a strategic review of the copper and gold. There are a number of ways it might be sensible to get, you know, direct, hard links between the value of the assets, the success with the drilling programs, linked into the shareholders. Because I think shareholders are perhaps seeing it a little bit as a distraction. When if it was in a separate company, it would actually be.
So they sort of can't quite work out whether you're a tungsten company or a gold company or a copper company, and that's misting up the message.
Yeah. Look, it's been incredibly valuable for W Resources to spend what, 150, 160,000 euros to do that gold drilling program. I'd rather have 100% prior to with a 56 metre intersection than have farmed it out and only have 40, 50% of the asset. So, you know, we've certainly made the right decisions keeping gold and copper within the portfolio for now. But you're right. I mean, we should be seeing really substantial gains in the share valuations when some of these very, very good results come through, and that hasn't happened yet.
So you will look at ways of extracting shareholder value, as the cliche goes, stock market cliche goes.
Yeah, we announced to the market there's a strategic review. The board's looking at it very closely. We've got about three holes left on the gold to come through, and that'll give us a good sense of the resource and the upside. We've got two copper mines in the portfolio. We'll punch a hole or two into those and get the results. And that'll give us the fact base to make a good, hard decision on what's the best way to deliver the value to shareholders in those assets.
Lastly, you've been around the block. You've done, you know, you've been through the mining cycle before. You built up a multi-million dollar company before. So, you know, you're fully acquainted with how all these things work, which is obviously a great help if you're an investor. How does this cycle compare to others? And do you think this is going to have legs, given that we're in a Trump world at the moment?
Well, certainly if the Trump administration starts investing trillions in infrastructure spending, that is great for tungsten. If they start building up their military activities, that's great for tungsten.
So it's used a lot of military for military purposes.
Yeah, well, if in the Cold War, basically, the USSR and America had huge stockpiles of tungsten because tungsten's, you know, key ingredient in armaments. Tungsten's the hardest metal in the world with the highest boiling point. And I just saw, you know, Putin actually initiated starting a very big tungsten mine in Russia to make sure that Russia wasn't short of supplies. So not sure how that translates into the US administration, but certainly...
He could have partnered with you.
He could.
Right. On that note, Michael Masterman, CEO at W Resources, thank you very much for coming.
Okay. Thanks, Zach. I'll take up that call.
Okay.